This is a test. Testing. 1, 2, 3. Test. 1, 2. 10 seconds. 10 seconds. And mark. Testing. 1, 2. Testing. 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 20 seconds. Mark. Testing.
Okay, I guess this is mic check. Boy, this place has just gone all to shit. Letty's gonna get this place busted, and I'm not even sure who's gonna be busting us. Is it gonna be the people who are enforcing the smoking bans? Is it gonna be the people who look after the alcohol licenses? Is it gonna be the people who would rather we didn't spike people's coffees? Anyway. Let's see. Testing. Testing. Can you people hear? Why do I do the mic check? Alright, welcome to the thing. I'll be back later for the actual real intro. Alright, bye. All right, 7:15 on Wednesday. Where the hell is everybody? Holy shit, fucking bullshit this is. God, fuck. All right, well, for the recording, I will say I'm Rob, and welcome to Open Mic Night at the Cormorant Cafe, and no one's here. This isn't good. I guess I'll just be the person who reads. Meanwhile, I should probably mention that our bartender cum barista has perfected the art of the latte, and you would have one right now if you were here instead of not. So screw you, and no free latte. And I guess she started selling pot and jam quarters, which kind of like raspberry brownies with pot. That's great. That's great, there. Anyway, so I guess the mic is open, even though there's no one here. I haven't really heard anything from Alice or Celine or the actual barista, Jill. I suppose they're all just hanging out in New York, or maybe they're in the van and they're on their way back. I feel like an email or a voicemail or a call would have text, but no. It's fine. Anyway, suppose this will just be a short day. Nobody's here. Maybe I'll wait. Maybe somebody will come in. Anyway, I've been smoking May's, Letty's girlfriend's cigarettes, so I guess I'm addicted now to go to Germany to get these motherfuckers. I'll be back. Don't go looking. Alright, so you guys aren't reading, I guess, so I guess I'll read Letty's next narrative adventure here. This is what, part 3 of 5? Maybe 5, maybe 6. 3 is called, the title of this one is, just like the podcast actually, In the Unlikely Event of a Best Buy Landing. Alright, well, here I go. I guess I'm going to record that. Oh! Theo came back, and he made me some background music for this. I said Mary Had a Little Lamb, but he took some artistic license and used Twinkle Twinkle Little Star, which is fine with freaking me, because he really made great shit for us. It's going to be the background music for this section. I'm going to include it at the end as well, just all by itself, because oh my god, that thing is the shit. And I am fucking happy. Thank you so much, Theo. Leo, Jesus Christ, I can't even thank people proper. Thank you so much, Theo. Wow. Just, and I just asked. Just goodwill toward the podcast. All right, anyway, so this is Letty's part 3 in her little saga. And in, once again, it's called In the Unlikely Event of a Best Buy Landing. By me, obviously, R. Wesley Edwards. Alright, this is In the Unlikely Event of a Best Buy Landing. Once again, the background music you're hearing is from Theo. It is a original composition based on Twinkle Twinkle Little Star. Letty shall continue, and I will be reading because I don't have a Letty to do the reading. Where was I in this? Oh, yeah. So, we start having customers. Oh, let me refresh you for last week. She went back to work after being upstairs with the receptionist and spending the night again with Bob or whatever. Then she went to work, and Bob came with her just to keep her company. I guess that's where we commence. Okay. In the unlikely event of a Best Buy landing. Where was I in this? Oh, yeah. So we start having customers, and Bob says adieu to go gamble, and I honestly, even though I look really young, I'm getting up in years, son. I was maybe feeling a little connection, I think, you know, with Bob. Anyway, I don't know. This young body, it plays tricks on you. I will say that much. Anyway, it don't matter now, though, does it? What with everything's lost and everybody's dead and everything. But hey, don't let me get ahead of myself here. The rest of the day was normal. I took all the smoke breaks I was allowed and at least one more just to protest against the establishment. You know, kind of like those people who go to the loo almost immediately after clocking in at work. So anyway, the shift finishes. I can't resist and I send Bob a voice message. So I'm off. Shuttle. See you Monday. Maybe that was a question. I'm getting sentimental. I can feel it. I'm already on the shuttle when I sent that. Was I? Maybe I was. I don't remember now. It was a whole other world. We'll get to that. He was probably gambling. I don't know. Whoring. Maybe. I don't know. Like I said, I was feeling a connection. Anyway, well, I guess. So, where was I? Anyway, oh yeah, the shuttle. So I'm the only one on the shuttle, maybe. I don't know. In fact, there's no safety officer. Usually there's at least a safety officer and a pilot. And I suspected at the time there was no pilot. I know better now. Poor Ted. So we start off like always. You leave the dock and you, I don't know, you skitter across the desert. There's usually some bumps and hops. Try not to disturb the landscape or the plants, whatever plants there happen to be. But today, or that day, it was actually going very smoothly. Now, I ain't gonna piss on your Picasso and claim I didn't notice the slowly amassing pile of red flags. Again, you'll just have to take it for granted that old Letty isn't very damned observant. But it was a smooth ride, and then an horrific crash. Yeah, so I was, of course, pitched forward like a baby on a trebuchet, and I felt that for a while, let me tell you. I found myself, when I regained consciousness, on a kind of raised platform, which turned out to be a building, surrounded by machines, which I guess are called air conditioners and other things, and the burning and smoldering remains of my shuttle. I wasn't sure I could fix it, but I did give a couple of the bigger pieces a good examination, and then she showed up. Almost like poof, out of the smoke, is this smoking hot lady. And I was all weird-wired from the baby trebuchet landing and the loud crash, so I was, well, you know. Anyway, I wasn't really thinking about fixing the thing. The truth is, I was wondering if I could find me a beer. But anyway, I'll just try to write part of our conversation and see if you get it. So, me. Oh, good, a person. Hello? Hello, person. Yeah, you. Hi. Do you know where I can get a hammer? I gestured at the glowing wreckage behind me. I have to fix the thing. And this goddess woman in like a she was wearing some kind of uniform. Anyway, so she says, the thing? And so I said, yeah, the thing. Do you know where I can get a hammer? So she goes, but we're both talking about the smoldering and engulfed in flames wreckage behind you. And so I said, I've been trying to get it to stop smoldering and engulfing in flames for like 5 minutes now. To which she said, I think we should get off the roof, because she's practical, I guess, in addition to being hot. So I said, are you sure? Are we allowed? And she said, we're going to be in more trouble if someone catches us up here. And so then I said, okay, let's do this slowly, step by step, carefully, with much effort, but with no hesitation and a lot of grunting. And then she said, oh, well, I should mention that she was looking at me like she wasn't sure she wasn't dreaming. So she says, perhaps all that won't be necessary. We can just take the fire escape. She indicated what looked like a hazard itself of a metal ladder going down over the edge of the precipice. So I said, you know what, that looks a lot safer. And then she called over her shoulder, okay, let's go. And she said, I'm May, by the way. And I said, hey, May, my name is Letty. And we climbed down the ladder. It brought us to a kind of landing, and I didn't know what to do. And May indicated another ladder, and this happened again. So I guess there were three ladders. And then we were on the ground finally. And then I just have to defer to her, because the fuck up place is this anyway? The shuttle dropped me in this, not a desert, and it's not my house. So, these people, whatever. And she had a weird accent, now that I think about it. Anyway, there was asphalt and these landscaping planters made of, like, cement curb. And they had trees in them. Many, many ground vehicles. So many ground vehicles. May was directing us to one of these cement planters with a copse of trees in it. And we rested there. And she was eyeing me suspiciously, I thought, but maybe intrigue? She produced from a medium handbag a pack of cigarettes, and my interest was redirected, shall we say. And then I was about to ask her for one of her cigarettes when she lit it and simply handed it to me, and so I said, thank you, May. Anyway, I'm sorry, this is really short, but I think I might be fatigued or succumbing to the effects of the toxic gas. I'll write more later. I think there was a whole week because May's niece was going to graduate and there was going to be a party and I was invited. I'll get to it. I'll get to it next week. Anyway, that's Letty part 3 in the unlikely event of a Best Buy landing. Thank you once again, Theo, for the background music.
We're going to Starbucks. It's a coffee place.
You're a moron.
Oh, God, you're like a parody of an idiot. Just push it open. You're trapped. Do you need help? I'll be fine. Can you walk? Come on, I'll take you in and get you patched up. Why are you so loud?
This has been Open Mic Night at the Cormorant Cafe, Wednesday, 7:15, as my mother would say, in the night, or what is that, 10:15 New York time, if you happen to be Jill, Celine, or my co-host Alice. Don't forget to tip your bartender cum barista, and I guess the mic is closed. Please keep listening. I'm going to pop Theo's music that he gave me for the background for Letty's part 3. I'm just going to plonk it on all by itself, and it'll music us out along with some choice clips of audio that I found to accompany Letty's little adventure. Chow bells, y'all. The mic is closed, I guess.
You're just a lot.
Okay, those noises were just outtakes from when May met Letty, and Letty crash landed on the Best Buy where May works. May was sent to the roof by her manager to see what the noise was, and then I guess she decided to help Letty rather than I don't know what. Anyway, and so those two have like a little adventure. And we have some audio clips of May reacting to Letty being a space alien. Anyway, next is Theo's music that he donated for the background music, and I just plonked it on at the end. Thanks again, Theo. This was freaking wonderful of you. I cannot thank you enough. All right, enjoy the music. Thanks, guys. Thank you.